Today we celebrate in the Franciscan calendar some martyrs of the French Revolution, and they had no doubt there were demons, and it was the worst of times. In today's gospel passage, from St. Luke, we see how Jesus has authority over demons. You know, when we consider the mystery of evil in our modern world, we're reminded that Satan and his demons really do exist. However, you know, the greatest lie Satan has sold our contemporary society is that he doesn't exist. Pope Paul VI, speaking to a general audience in 1972, gave an accurate description of how Satan works. He said, "So, we know that this dark, disturbing being exists, and that he's still at work with his treacherous cunning. He's the hidden enemy who sows errors and misfortune in human history." You know, it's worth recalling the revealing gospel parable of the good seed and the cockle, for it synthesizes and explains the lack of logic that seems to preside over our contradictory experiences. An enemy has done this. He is a murderer from the beginning and the father of lies, as Christ defines him. He undermines man's moral equilibrium with his sophistry. He is the malign, clever seducer who knows how to make his way into us through the senses, the imagination, the libido, through utopian logic, or through disordered social contacts in the give and take of our activities. He can bring about in us deviations that are all the more harmful because they seem to conform to our physical or mental makeup or to our profound instinctive aspirations." End quote. Satan is destroying the modern world through every sin imaginable. The world has become obsessed with sexual sin, telling God, "Non servium," I will not serve. Because of this total rejection of God, you know, we're now engaged in a gigantic battle against evil. So, you know, what are the weapons that that we must use? First of all, we must be completely convinced of our ultimate victory, the ultimate victory of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the triumph of Mary's Immaculate Heart. Secondly, you know, we must persevere. We can't allow discouragement to overcome us. Thirdly, you know, we have to stay close to Jesus and Mary, and left to our own resources, our fallen human nature cannot resist evil. You know, daily structured moments of prayer are essential, you know, if we're to survive. Just as our physical immune system needs to be well nourished, you know, in order to resist disease, so too does our spiritual immune system need daily sustenance, you know, daily mass, daily meditation and recitation of the rosary, frequent confession, and the solitude of Eucharistic adoration are necessary spiritual exercises that provide health and strength to anyone who desires to continue fighting the good fight. Fourthly, family life needs to be strong. Getting back to basics, order, discipline, having dinner together, limiting the all the crazy activities, building up a healthy emotional life by building up a healthy social life. If there's peace and happiness in the family life, it's going to be more difficult for Satan to attack our homes. Fifthly, we have to be very careful about the use of the TV and the internet. Satan uses them to fill the hearts of men and women with blasphemy and pornography and profanity and lying and revenge and a whole list of other sins and vices, just too numerous to mention. So we need to begin with the most important. We need to get back to the regular use of the sacrament of confession and the frequent reception of Holy Communion. These are the two greatest weapons we have against Satan. He has convinced the world that he doesn't exist and that there is no sin. And he continues to dupe the majority of people into believing that everyone's going to heaven. Let's just recall that when our Blessed Mother appeared to the three children at Fatima in 1917, they were allowed to see a vision of thousands of poor souls falling into hell. So let us heed Our Lady's plea for prayers and sacrifices so that she can rescue these poor souls from eternal agony, just as our Lord, had pity on this man in today's gospel. Let us do likewise.